Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me on at blueprintofyoursoul.com and check my specials on a numerology chart. And also, I'm at the moment having 2 events, 4-day event for Consciously Living Your Destiny event, which is a very intensive event. You learn about numerology, you learn about many aspects of life, from the law of attraction, from the subconscious, relationships, the healing, everything that are coming into that event. I have 1 event coming up this weekend in Vancouver, BC, Canada, and in 2 weeks, at the end of the month, in Seattle, Washington. You can check it out at blueprintofyoursoul.com. My guest today is Michelle El Castro, and our topic today is accepting the call of your soul, learning how to gracefully let go of the past you have outgrown. Michelle Castro, aka Bright Michelle, is a woman on a mission to inspire you to discover the truth of who you are, as you can freely shine your brightest light, whether you are changing career, making a major life transition, or seeking more meaning from life. You can benefit from the support of an unexpected mentor to assist you with navigating the tough spot of walking your highest destiny. Michelle has worked with thousands of international clients to find their ideal career path, expertly blending human psychology, spirituality, and the science of success into a powerful formula for personal transformation. Her proven destiny success process, Awake, Shift, Shine, and Succeed, empowers people to grow beyond the victim mentality and show them how to be conscious creators of their life. A prolific author of 30-plus life transformation products, her latest book is The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul Path to Success. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call number with you. Today, Michelle and I would love to connect with you. We are taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. 2819, and you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com website. Welcome, Michelle Castro, to the Joseph Gabby Hello. Show. How are you?
Hello, welcome. Thank you so much. I'm wonderful. Really excited about today's call.
Very good. Michelle, I'm very interested in what you do eventually. We've been knowing each other online for a while, and I always inspired reading your articles because I found they has something different, and at the same time we have a lot of way of thinking similar, and from you do it from your perspective, I do it from my perspective, but we have a lot of similarity. I found it interesting from that angle. Now, you have this new book. So what inspired you to write that book?
Well, that's interesting. So a little history. Yeah, we connected through article writing about a decade ago. And, you know, so first and foremost, I'm a creator and a writer, and I really am a messenger. So I bring divine guidance through my coaching when I'm working with people one-on-one, but mainly through my writing. And so Destiny Discovery book really is a compilation of about, you know, 20 years studying the field of transformation and working with clients to help them find their path in life. And it's basically divided into two chapters, the soul's journey that we're all on and the lessons and expansion that comes from that. And then the six stages that I've found that people go through pretty predictably when they're finding their purpose. And so I talk about the six stages pretty in-depth in the book. And really, my whole mission is to help people lead their fullest expressed lives with the most with being the most on purpose that they can be. So that's pretty much what I do in every dimension of what I do.
Very interesting. I mean, it's I found it fascinating the way you look at it after reading a big part of the book. I haven't finished it, to be honest, because I've been busy with my own event. But I went through it quickly, and I found it really fascinating. I liked also one article I just saw it this morning. I mean, right an hour before the show, when you were talking about distinguishing between the for your blog about the destiny and the purpose. Many people have confusion about that. Can you explore a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, many people feel that their purpose is, you know, what job they're to do. And, you know, for me, destiny is a couple things. Destiny is our innate instinctual desire to access our greatness or potential. It's also the path that we co-create with a higher intelligence, and ultimately it's how we consciously create our reality. And so it's definitely not just limited to the work that we do. And destiny is all about living the life that you choose to live, coming from your heart. Many people I find, and I'm sure you do too, have created realities for themselves and relationships and career paths that are based from their head and what they think they should do. But there's very little, if any, passion or purpose behind it. And so I would call those false purpose paths. And many people sort of default onto them. They fall onto them unconsciously because they don't know about these higher consciousness ideas yet, and then sort of stay stuck on a path. And that's a big piece of what I want to talk about, is that learning to let go is a very key skill in living a life of destiny, because all of us have done a lot of different things. You know, you and I were chatting before we got on the call, and how you were on certain career paths and you eventually had to let those go to move on to something greater. Most people miss their destiny because they refuse to let go. And that's a real key. And so learning to let go and know that you're going to be taken care of is a really big skill to learn if you really want to live your destiny.
I think it is sometimes we have to take risk in life. If we keep playing it safe, we're going to see safe results anyway. So, and at the same time, we are paying the price in regardless. In either way, we are paying the price, and we won't be able to cope with that unless we take that action, that risk. As I told you, I mentioned to you that I finished my electrical engineering when I was studying in the U.S. At that time, and then I finished my master's degree in computer science. And 3 months into that, I decided that's not for me. You know, I took that choice from the beginning, eventually, from the first step before I got swim into it, hook myself into a mortgage, hook myself into anything. I said, that's not for me. And I switched completely my career to sales and marketing for the high-tech industry. Then I went further apart from that. I went further. I said, let me take international market. Then I went for business development international market for was responsible in 26 countries at that point. But I felt an emptiness in me. I felt completely empty because with all the stuff I was doing, with all the salary, with all everything, I felt empty. And that that emptiness is not possible. So I said, I have to take that risk. I have to, you know, then I quit that career. And many people were surprised, were shocked about me taking, because it's a dream job for many people. But I said, I'm not happy. So what's the point?
Absolutely. You know? And thank goodness you did that, because now look at how many people you're helping. And by inspiring your life and living an inspired life, you inspire others. And that's ultimately what I call living in the destiny zone, is when we get to the point where we've left the comfort zone. And the payoff for leaving the comfort zone is very simple. If you think about it, you are, everyone listening, you are exchanging a day of your life and your energy and your focus and your heart every single day that you do something that you don't love. So if you think of, like, you add up all the days that you're doing that, like, think of the cost. And you have to know that, you know, stress is the number one reason that people get to the doctor, and most of it's career-related stress. So there's an actual payoff or pay cost that you're paying by not following your dreams and your heart. Once you learn to let go of the comfort zone, which is a whole process in of itself, then you move into the courage zone and you start finding out, well, who am I and what do I really want? And, you know, and you go to someone like Joseph or myself and you start to do some insightful work and maybe have your numbers, numerology done, or talk with the coach, you start to take more courage. You live in what I call the destiny zone, which is then you start becoming an inspiration to others because you've been there, you've done that, and now you're living true to who you are. And so, that's amazing.
I mean, it is amazing, but we're going to take a short break. If you just tune in, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and I'm aware that we have Evelyn from Arizona. She have a question about how to about getting unstuck. So we'll be right back after this short break.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Michelle Casto. Before we went on into the break, we were speaking a little bit about your book, Michelle, but we're going to take a short break and we speak to Evelyn from Arizona. We have her on the line. Is Evelyn still on the line, Christina?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Is there any question for Michelle or myself today?
Well, my question was going to be the like you said, looking for that destiny, searching for that career or that job in where you're trying to get unstuck at what you're doing and move forward and find something else. If you have any words of wisdom or information on that.
No problem. Do you like to take it, Michelle, from your angle?
Yeah, I would love to. Well, Evelyn, I can so relate because I've been there myself. And, you know, as I talk about it in the book, there's four levels of living our purpose. And there's the initial level that we fall into unconsciously. Then we have a pseudo level. Then we have one that's sort of aligned with our personality. And what I've seen is sometimes it's very difficult to make the change when you're doing fairly well at your personality purpose because you may be having the money or the recognition in the world, but yet you know there's a part of you that knows there's something more. When you're able to go, wow, I see that I'm selling out on myself somehow here, there's something more for me, then you have a choice to make. And really, to get unstuck is as simple as choosing something different. And when we choose, it's a very self-honoring thing for us to do. Because when we don't choose, that's still a choice, isn't it, right? So really it becomes about choosing first to become aware that a change needs to be made and then choosing to make that change. And then thirdly, I would say absolutely get support in the transition because, you know, no one can do it alone. It's a lot more difficult to do these make these choices by ourselves. So reach out and get support. That's how I've done everything that I've done is I've worked with a lot of mentors and healers and coaches over the course of the journey to give me the courage to make those tough choices.
And what I'd like to add from Michelle's perspective that whatever you feel yourself stuck with, ask yourself the question, what's in my way? What is it's in my way to achieve whatever I love to have or the goal I like to do in my life and create some kind of a vision board or something that you shoot yourself to it and start attracting the what exactly you want. Because most of the time, if I take it from my numerology, and this is why I created the four-day event, is basically is for people to start to learn more about themselves because we hardly know ourselves. We hardly know what we want. We hardly know, you know, we do things because it can please everybody else around us. It makes it safer for us to keep moving in life without any, displeasing this one or that one or, you know, and we're not doing things for us. We're doing everything that is for our surrounding. And as Michelle said, mentoring is the key because we cannot depend on people around us if they're not living where the same path that you're going. And we are unique, and you are unique. Everybody is unique, and nobody has the same thing. Even including parents has not. They're not here for the same thing that you are here for. So you need to define a little bit deeper into going into the depths of it. What is it exactly Evelyn wants for herself, for her life, and what she projected? Even if you don't, as I always say it, even if you don't know exactly what you want to do at the moment, make up something, fake it in the beginning. Just go towards a goal, whatever it is. Just keep walking. Don't sit and stagnate and doing nothing about it. I know that because I lived that experience myself, so I know from my own experience about it. Just step into whatever it is. Sometimes we have to break the ice.
Yeah, and one more thing.
I think that's what the issue is that you're looking for that wow, but you don't know what you're looking for.
Even if you don't know exactly, just make up something. Just put a small goal. Your destiny is not written into a block of cement that you have to do it this way, that way. You're going to start with a road. You can still change it along the way. It doesn't mean it has a strictness into it. Just pick something that you felt as a younger age you were dreaming about, you were feeling excited about, but somebody shut you down because you didn't. They said it doesn't work. I remember when I was young, when somebody asked me at age of 5, they said, "What do you like to do?" I said, "I like to be an artist." Then I heard it from my brother or whoever said it at that point. How are you going to make money out of that? Then that shut me down completely from doing that, what I enjoy doing. And from that aspect, go back to the root on the bottom. What was exciting for you? And take it from there.
Yeah, and that's where the value of a mentor, because they can help you see back into your heart and hear your heart again, because a lot of those dreams and desires we did get shut down within us. And so that's the first thing I would say is really, you know, find somebody that you can have a discussion with and who you resonate with. And also, too, see change and choice and challenge, what I call them in the book, as stepping stones to destiny. And if you see it that way, it's like this is if I make this change, I'm stepping towards, and it's part of the process. So hopefully that helped you. Good luck.
Okay, great. Thank you. It did. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. So Michelle, if somebody wants to contact you, how they can reach you?
Oh well, if anyone's on social media, they can look me up. I'm Bright Michelle. Twitter and Facebook, and then I would recommend going to my blog and reading some of the blog excerpts at liveyourdivinedestiny.com. And
Very
you can
good.
Also get a free book excerpt there too as well.
Very good. And I do advise to check out the blog for Michelle, because I really enjoy her style of writing. And I've been reading her style of writing for many years, because she used to be a contributor on one of my old sites. And she was always, I find fascination with her articles, because they're really good. You know. So, Michelle, before we're going to go to the break, I just want to ask you a quick question, if you can pinpoint it quickly. What is the key message in your book?
The key message is that the ultimate destiny discovery is that everything that you're looking for outside of yourself is found within yourself. And that when you get into right relationship with your soul, then you will intuitively know how to dance with destiny.
Okay, so destiny for you, from your perspective, is it basically geared out towards... Like from my perspective, let me rephrase it a little bit. From my perspective, purpose has to be balanced between the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. We cannot do one, because we can be happy in one area but sad in other areas. So we can become millionaires, but we're still having health problems, we're still having issues with relationships, and so forth and so on. So is that the way you geared up towards the purpose? Is it to be fulfilled or to be more... doing whatever the agreement you had with a soul perspective?
Well, it's to me, it's a balance. It's a co-creation between what you came in with your blueprint, with your soul. You came in with a blueprint and for potentials, and you have free will here. So it's like, how do you choose, and what do you choose, and why do you choose it? as part of the unfoldment of your destiny. Because destiny really is what you choose, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And we have certain potentials that we could have more, but we have to choose the more. So the way that we get to that greater destiny is to know ourselves very, very deeply, and to not just know ourselves, but to honor what we know about ourselves. Because a lot of my clients are very smart cookies. They've read the books, they've attended the workshops, and they can repeat these things intellectually, but they're not honoring what they know. And so what I help people do is get out of their head and into their heart, so that they can really start listening to those the soul and honoring and making the choices that move them towards their greater destiny.
That's good. That's it's really fascinating, exciting hearing it from you, because we do share the same message, but in a different perspective we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very interesting. And you can also, if you're interested into going to know yourself in the depths of it, and we're gonna try at the end of the show to do the numerology chart for Michelle, as she volunteered for to have it done. And and it's basically to get to know yourself. To be honest, when you were born, you didn't come with an instruction manual. So you didn't have an instruction manual telling your parents, this is who I am, what I do, what I'm supposed to be doing, where I'm going into this life. Numerology can help you into pinpointing exactly to where you're supposed to be going, what you're supposed to be doing, and why you're here, and why you are the way you are, what type of experience you're supposed to encounter. You can learn a lot of things when you go into the depths of it and start accumulating. So it is important to be, if you've been stuck alone, don't be stuck forever. Get help from the perspective of a mentor that can see it from a different perspective, that you keep seeing it yourself over and over, running into the same pattern. And if you would like to get into the depths of everything, you just I have a 4-day event coming up in Seattle, Washington, on March 1st to 4, which is Consciously Living Your Destiny, where you're going to get the depths of who you are. So if you will have the opportunity to ask Michelle and myself any questions, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, or you can go on the Transformation Talk Radio website and submit your the instant feedback. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1. 5 days to change your life. In Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially open and we're taking your call at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Michelle Casto. Michelle, we were talking from your book, from looking at your book, can you explain or collaborate more on the divine appointments that you referred in your book?
Yeah, well, since our topic today is really letting go of the paths that we've outgrown and the people we've outgrown with more grace and ease, I really wanted to talk about my idea, which is divine appointments, which is that there's people in our lives that are guides and people that we're meant to connect with at certain times to help show our way. And I had a couple key appointments. One time when I was deciding whether to stay married to my first husband, I had a meeting with a tarot card reader, and the insight she gave me helped me to chart a new course in my life. Another time when I was deciding to move to Austin, I had a coach who basically said the words to me, "Your destiny is in Austin." And I thought, well, how much more direct does the message have to be, right? So it was like very apparent. But what I believe is that each of us has these people that you would call them soul agreements, that we have soul agreements with that will help us find our way if we're willing to listen. Now, here's the catch. We have to be willing to let go of what we've known, step into the unknown, and make that journey. Because they will tell us what we need to hear, but we have to be willing to listen and then to act upon what they say.
I mean, with your divine appointment, it's exactly the soul agreement that I have. There's nobody comes into your life for no reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I use it, because I use the soul agreement a lot in my healing work, this is why my healing work, now I can do it within six sessions, is because one part of it is this soul agreement, and the second part is to see your life from a soul perspective, to see the big picture of your life from the soul perspective, not from your experience. And mm-hmm. This is, you know, and I found this very interesting. In your book, you talk about practical strategies or exercises people can use. Can you tell our listeners how they can have some strategies, or how they can benefit from those exercises?
Yeah, I mean, many times what I do is get people out of their left brain, their linear brain. A lot of people that come to me for coaching, they've been looking for their purpose for decades. And they never find it because the brain will never find. It just likes to seek. It's a seeking machine. So I help them to get into their creative right brain and do things like, right now you guys could draw an image or a logo of what you think your purpose is. Somebody might do a sunshine. Somebody might do a heart. Someone might draw a dolphin. And then you would say, well, what does that mean to you? What's the significance of that? And they might have a clue from their soul, from their subconscious, that, you know, a dolphin is a person who, you know, likes to play a lot. Okay, what does that mean, and how does that apply to your life? And you start to look for little clues that are all along the way and put it But I think of it like putting a puzzle together. There's all these different pieces and clues all around you, and I really help them put the pieces together so that they can see the puzzle. So that's one of the ways that I do it. Another thing is I address in the book the fears and doubts that come up. And I have some, you know, easy exercises to look at how to deal with those very real feelings as you're making those changes. So I think making it real and make it easy for people takes this big mystery of destiny and simplifies it so that they realize they really do know what is right for them.
And in your book, you mentioned about the four levels of consciousness and four level of purpose. Can you relate to that?
Briefly, it's, you know, there's four levels of consciousness. We're most familiar with the victim level. Then we move into victor when we start to say, hey, I can, you know, I have charge of my life. I'm going to make things happen. We become victors. But that can be very exhausting if we stay there too long. So then eventually we become vehicles, and we start to see that, you know, we're being driven to where we want to go. But the ultimate level of consciousness is when we become vessel consciousness, which is when really we're allowing ourselves to be guided and we're living in true co-creation with the infinite creator. And so the higher level of consciousness that you are, the more likely you are expressing your greatest purpose, because you would be more aligned with your truth. But like I said to Evelyn earlier, many times we get stuck in a false purpose path. You know, it's sort of like a purpose, it's pseudo, but it's not really. Or we have a personality purpose where, like I said before, we get a lot of recognition or the money's there, but we're not fulfilled and we feel empty inside. It's only when we choose our destiny or our soul's purpose, is when we're truly accessing our power and being our fullest self-expression.
Mm-hmm. And so if I am stuck today, or I am procrastinating, or I'm in whatever loss in life directions, if I want to be mentored by you, how do you take somebody to mentor them? Is it over the phone? Is it they have to attend an event or something? How you do
Good
your
question.
Mentoring?
Yeah, I actually do most of my mentoring by phone and Skype. So for people that are international, we can do video calls. I do have a couple group programs, but I always say that the highest return on investment is to work one-on-one with somebody, because they can really chart, be with you as you're making those changes. And anyone can start with an introductory session and just see how it is and see how it feels. Because for many people, like yourself, I'm probably one of their divine appointments. And you'll either feel that intuitively or not, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have the agreements. Otherwise, I do believe every person that I will have on as a guest, I have some relationship directly or indirectly with them. So I do believe in that. So we don't attract people for no reason. Everybody
right.
comes into our life for specific reasons, and this is the way it works, and that's the way things works. Because the way I believe it, the way I look into the soul agreements, when you decided to come here, you signed an agreement first with your soul that you're gonna do that purpose of your soul. So you signed that agreement. Then the soul said, before you signed it, your soul told you already your destiny, what your destiny is going to be, and signed agreements with the people that you're supposed to be touching. This
mm-hmm.
is where you're going to be touching. Now, at the same time, when you're coming down here, your soul said, can you do me this favor to clear up some karma for me? You said yes, and then your soul signed an agreement with your parents and with every single person that's supposed to give you your worst nightmare. Now... So to me, those people that you signed an agreement with me, with you, they're not your enemy. They are your best assets. And we have to start to look at them from that perspective. They're not an enemy for us. They are somebody that we need to look into and start looking at the aspect of what can we do with them and why they are in our life and from that aspect. If you don't understand those lessons, then your soul signed agreements with people that comes into your life as relationships, as different people, and there's an agreement also in case you didn't understand your first lesson, you're going to understand it for the second one, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know.
I would actually offer everyone an opportunity to look back on their life and do a little self-coaching today after the show and think of one person that still rubs you the wrong way and that maybe you haven't quite forgiven or understood the purpose of that person. And, you know, from listening to this call today, think about, if there were a lesson or a higher purpose for you being in a relationship with that person, what would it be? And maybe journal about it. And that will bring you some peace and healing so that you can move forward, and feel more complete with your relationships. Because destiny is all about our relationships, too. It's our relationships, and it's the work that we do, and ultimately it's who we are in the world. And feeling complete and forgiving people is a big part of our, you know, reason for being here.
That's so true. So this is why it is important to start looking as get out of your box in order to start looking to the brighter picture. And from my own experience, I'm going to talk from my own experience, you cannot see everything about your life if you keep thinking about it from the same angles.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. You need somebody from an outside. The moment I start having mentors for me, this is when I start having the bigger vision of what exactly I want. You cannot keep creating excuses. I don't have the money, or I have a family to support, or creating these excuses is basically because you're not ready to commit. That's all they are. So when we're gonna come back, we're gonna come back after our short break. If you have a question, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. But I'm gonna be doing the numerology, cracking some numbers for Michelle, and see how she takes it in some numerology cracking after our short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Michelle Castro. And Michelle, we said we're going to do some numerology cracking for your numbers. Now, I understand we're talking about destiny, so we can keep it in the destiny. But as I mentioned to you during our break, that it is important to bring your full name into the equation. Because the thing is, from my own perspective, the way I look at it, not doesn't have to be agreed by all numerologists, but from a healing perspective, the way I see it, any vibration we hide in a closet become karmic lesson for us. That means we need to learn something out of it, and because you're not using your middle name fully, that you're hiding one vibration, and the term I can use it is we're doing self-sabotaging to ourselves. Indirectly. So I'd like for you to look into that a little bit further. But as a destiny, your destiny is a three. Your destiny is a three. This destiny is one of the easiest destinies that exist from my perspective. But it doesn't mean you don't have a hard life. You can have a hard life, but it's meant for you to be having an easy one. So if somebody with a destiny three and they're having a hard life at this moment, they need to see what's wrong, what's going on. And this vibration, you should be very inspirational, and which you're doing at the moment. You're very magical, sociable, uplifting, creative. Creativity is very strong tool with you. You're very instinctive, sympathetic, welcoming with this vibration. And very popular chat. You love to talk. You love to hear yourself talking. You like to be entertained, entertaining others. It is about the joy of life. But also with the three vibration, what you get from the three also, it's to bring you more you can be very strong saleswoman, but you also you're very good communicator. You can communicate very nicely with people on this level, and you can communicate nicely on the other level also. And that's something that you need to be looking into in case you're not doing it enough, because it is something that you can do it very importantly. Now, in the younger stage of your three, because your three is coming from vibration 39, which is equal to 12, equal to three. So three was in the early childhood also with you. So in the early childhood, you started your training into it. And at that time, you might encounter some self-doubt, scattering your energies all over the place, feeling depressed at times, criticizing others or lack of directions, never finishing projects at hand, getting bored too fast, secretive, sometimes being superficial or whatever in that essence. But that's as it was a training for you in the younger stage, and that's training was in the first 33 years of your life. Now, but the biggest lesson that you need to learn from that aspect of that vibration is how well in that period of time you were capable of expressing your own emotions. Because normally it can take you 2 seconds to change the subject anytime you don't want to speak about your own emotions. But that growing up and start understanding and getting into what you're doing now from mentoring, and you know, that expressing of emotions should manifest even in your books and in your writing. And this is where you're doing the expression of your emotions and things. So three is a very interesting vibration that you work with. It brings the creative side in you, and you need to enrich that creativity in you. And you're doing one side of your creative side is talking, one side of your creative side is mentoring other people, one side of your creative side is writing books. And so three has many creativity in them, and that's where your piece of cake things that you can do for yourself and for your own attainment. So it is something from that aspect. You have the 17, you're born on the 17. Also, the 17 give me the 8, which is about money, money, power, and achieving recognition. And this is what you're working on by bringing your leadership forward and stepping into the your soul power and getting what you need and working with that. So it is to bring you lots of the abundance from that. You can be, you're very successful with this vibration. You can be very supportive. You know what you want. You're very ambitious. You're very commanding, and you take exactly what you want and you go after it and without having any hesitation to it. Does it make sense with you?
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
You know, so this is where it is. But I'd like to emphasize a little bit the on the name, because most people, they have we play a lot with our names, and and the names is basically any vibration. From my perspective of healing, any vibration that we miss in our name become a vibration for as a karmic lesson. That we're going to get some lesson out of it. We still have it in part of us, but it's sitting in the closet. So what's the point of having a shirt or a dress in the closet that you don't wear it for the last 20 years?
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because I usually do Michelle L. Casto, but you're saying that I will get more power and benefit from actually using Lynn, the full middle name.
Yes, because you're if you're using Michelle L. Casto alone, you're missing vibration 7.
Ah, gotcha.
And vibration 7 is only in the Y in Lynn.
Mm.
And this is where the only place in that. If you have Michelle Lynn Casto, that way you have your full soul power without having any hesitation here and there. You know, and because of that, you'll have a more solid, you know, connection straight with the soul, as this is the name that I am coming with. I'm not supposed to have any karmic lessons here. Why I want to apply a karmic lesson for nothing?
Right. Thank you very much. I'll keep my life simple.
You know, why you want to complicate life if you can't simplify it? And that's where I want to bring that attention to you, because it does make a big difference. You know, even with all the success you have today, bringing that 7, because 7 is about your gifts. It's about your gifts. So you take your gift even to a higher level. You get your connection with your soul to a higher level. You bring more the trust in you that there is something beyond the beyond. Even so, you're very spiritual with this vibration. You're very intuitive with this vibration. But we don't want to keep things in a dream state. We need to make them reality. But taking it out and leaving it in the closet once we need it, you know, because you don't look into your passport every day if it's already written on the passport. Passport means nothing to me. It's how you put your name on Facebook, how you put your name on emails and everything else. That the Lynn is not basically for other people to know. It's basically to empower you, because it's about...
Yeah.
About other people, and this is how I, from this perspective.
That's great. Good information.
You know, so this is where you know, and if you like to have a full chart, you know, for anyone interested in the full chart, always go to the blueprintofyoursoul.com, and it's always special on my numerology chart. At the same time, if you like to learn the depth of it for yourself, my 4 event can do the job. You can learn the essence of it. You can start doing it for yourself, for your family, for your friends, and even having clients. As I have some people that are starting business doing numerology out of the, what they learned in, throughout my all my event. I want to thank you, Michelle, for being for sharing information with us today. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will have Rahgani Michaels, and our topic is 6 steps to staying happy, centered, peaceful, no matter what. And next after me is Elizabeth Coxon, right after me. Great day. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.